Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with A Word in Edgewise. Today is the 31st of March, the 90th day of 2025, allowing us 275 days on our way to 2026. That seems like plenty of time, no? 3 months ago was New Year's Eve, providing a moment or two of relief. 1 year was finished, and the next, with all its promise and space and room to move, was about to begin. Some comfort was to be had in the simple measure of how many days we had ahead of us, like looking at a bank account right after it's received a big deposit. This past week at our airport in Old Town, I attended a surprise going-away party for Lance Farrar, who had been the airport manager for a dozen years. After thanking Lance for his good work, I chatted with his latest office administrator, Stephanie, whose natural cheerfulness nonetheless was somewhat mitigated by her concerns about the uncertainty of the near future. We agreed that people such as ourselves, who count on things proceeding in predictable ways, have considerable difficulty navigating long-range uncertainty. So rather than work ourselves into an anxious state about such worries, we settled on dropping names of people and places we knew on Mount Desert Island, where she had grown up and where I had lived for a number of years. My girlfriend Kathleen is an island girl, born and raised for a while on one, and a California girl as well, so birthday poet Octavio Paz's In Her Splendor Islanded came to mind. In her splendor islanded, this woman burning like a charm of jewels, an army terrifying and asleep, this woman lying within the night like clear water lying on closed eyes, in a tree's shadow, a waterfall halted halfway in its flight, a rapid narrow river suddenly frozen at the foot of a great and seamless rock. At the foot of a mountain, she is lake water in April, as she lies in her depths binding poplar and eucalyptus, fishes or stars burning between her thighs, shadow of birds scarcely hiding her sex, her breasts two still villages under a peaceful sky, this woman lying here like a white stone, like water in the moon in a dead crater, not a sound in the night, nor moss, nor sand, only the slow budding of my words, at the ear of water, at the ear of flesh, unhurried running and clear memorial, here is the moment burning and returned, drowning itself in itself and never consumed. Heavenward, tomorrow night in the western sky, our waxing crescent moon will hang just below the bright planet Jupiter, above the Pleiades, or Seven Sisters, star cluster, and opposite their half-sisters, the Hyades star cluster, also known as the Face of the Bull, the bright orange star Aldebaran, the fiery eye of the constellation Taurus the Bull, joins the mix as well. The following night, April Fools, and the night after, continuing in the western sky, the aforementioned celestial wonders keep company with the bright red star Betelgeuse of the constellation Orion the Hunter, and with the bright golden star Capella of the constellation Auriga the Charioteer. Today in 1770, Immanuel Kant was appointed professor of logic and metaphysics at the University of Königsberg. Today in 1850, the U.S. population was recorded as 23,191,876, including a black population of 3,638,808. Today in 1870, Thomas Peterson Mundy of Perth Amboy, New Jersey, became the first African American to vote under the 15th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Today in 1889, Gustav Eiffel's 984-foot-tall wrought iron Eiffel Tower was officially inaugurated to commemorate the centenary of the French Revolution. Today in 1967, American guitarist Jimi Hendrix first burned his guitar and fingers at Finsbury Park Astoria Theater in London. That guitar would sell at auction for $500,000, and the theater has since become a church. Today in 1927, near Yuma, Arizona, Cesar Chavez was born to poor migrant workers who were about to lose their farm during the Great Depression. Cesar had four siblings. On a good day, the entire family might earn 50 cents. Because of his family's many migrant work venues, as a child, Cesar and his brother Richard attended 37 schools. By 1942, he had managed to graduate from the eighth grade, and just after the end of World War II, Cesar joined the U.S. Navy and served for 2 years. Later, when he was picking apricots near San Jose, California, Cesar was recruited by a labor organizer into the labor movement, and eventually in 1962 would found the National Farm Workers Association, which would soon become the United Farm Workers, the UFW, of which he would become the president, and perhaps forever known for organizing the successful grape boycott of 1970, a high point. The low point, on the other hand, would probably be when Cesar purged all non-Hispanics from the UFW leadership. Cesar Chavez said of his efforts to improve life for migrant workers, "For many years, I was a farm worker, and, well, personally, and I'm being very frank, maybe it's just a matter of trying to even the score." Today is also the birthday in 1596 of French philosopher René Descartes, in 1621 of English poet Andrew Marvell, in 1685 of German composer Johann Sebastian Bach, in 1732 of Austrian composer Joseph Haydn, in 1809 of Ukrainian-born Russian novelist and dramatist Nikolai Gogol, in 1835 of American artist John Lafarge, in 1840 of English engineer Benjamin Baker, in 1878 of American boxer Jack Johnson, in 1914 of Mexican poet Octavio Paz, in 1915 of American comedian Henry Morgan, in 1926 of British novelist John Fowles, in 1928 of Canadian hockey player Gordie Howe, in 1929 of American fashion designer Liz Claiborne, in 1934 of American actress Shirley Jones, and of American actor Richard Chamberlain, in 1935 of American jazz trumpeter and bandleader Herb Alpert, in 1943 of American actor Christopher Walken, in 1944 of British rock guitarist Mick Ralphs, and of British rock singer and bassist Rod Allen, in 1946 of American rock guitarist and keyboardist Al Nickel, and of American comedian Gabe Kaplan, in 1948 of American environmentalist and former Vice President Al Gore, and of American actress Ray Perlman, in 1951 of Welsh drummer Henry Spinetti, in 1953 of American rock keyboardist Sean Hopper, in 1955 of Scottish rock guitarist Angus Young, in 1971 of Scottish actor Ewan McGregor, and in 1972 of Native American artist Jeffrey Gibson. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this second full week of spring and the 14th week of 2025. I wish you all the best tomorrow on April Fool's.